We're in Siman Shin Chaf Hey. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis through Dalad. Hey, Chad the Ikam Mishum Darkei Shalom. O Beni Yehudi Ilei Mutter Losos Lo O Lishloach Lo Al Dei Yehudi. We just learned the halacha that you're not allowed to give a non-Jew something that he's going to carry out of your chutzar on Shabbos, out of Maris Ayin, where people are going to think that you asked him to carry for you on Shabbos. In a case of Darkei Shalom, such as a non-Jew's not well, and he needs some Jewish food, he needs some food that the Jew has. O Beini Yehudi Ilaim, or you're just afraid of him. Mutter Loses Lo O Lishloach Le Al Dei Yehudi. So you're allowed to give it to him for him to take out, or you're even allowed to tell another non-Jew to bring it to him. Vuhadin says the Ramallah Tzorach Mitzvah, Kagon Lahotzi Chomis Mi Beis Ube Pesach. The same thing goes for the sake of a mitzvah. Now, why is this mutter? Mishnah Berurah says, since most of our streets have a din of a Carmelis, this would be an Issur Rabbanan by way of a non-Jew, that Shvus to Shvus, B'makom Mitzvah, or in the case of Darkei Shalom, or where you're afraid of him, all that would be mutter. Siv Gimel, mutter lahachlif mashkin b'Shabbos, imhu malbush v'yotzienu derech malbush. For a non-Jew to switch a mashkin on Shabbos, you have a mashkin of his, he wants a different one, that would be problematic. Whereas what if the mashkin that he's taking is something he can wear, and he's going to wear it, that's mutter. Kein zeh masa umatin, changing a mashkin is not considered doing business. The Gambi Yisrael mutter binyan zeh meyisrael tzorach l'lav show. In fact, you can do this with a Jew if the Jew wants to switch the mashkin so he can wear it. That's all mutter. What was the problem? The carrying. Here he's wearing it. There's no carrying it. Haga, v'tov shein Yehudi yikach hamashkin atzmo v'yanich achar b'mkomo lo yiga bo ha'Yisrael shlo yenira kenose v'nosin. So the ideal is that the Jew have nothing to do with it. Also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that, let's say you have a Jew and a non-Jew that are having a discussion about a mashkin, a stranger should not get involved in it on Shabbos, because that looks more like masa umatin, like business. What happens if the non-Jew is not bringing something in return? What he's doing is, he's paying for it. He's giving you the money and taking his object. That already, there's a big machlokas achronim, if that could be called masa umatin on Shabbos. Siv Dalit. Pas she'ofa eini Yehudi liatzmo b'Shabbos, bread that a non-Jew baked for himself on Shabbos. Yesh osrim v'yesh matirin. There are those who osrim, those who are matir. Now, this halacha seems to be an open contradiction to the halachas of Amir al-Nachri that we had learned before. The halacha is that if a non-Jew does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, whether or not you ask him to do it, it is osir for a Jew to be nene from that malacha as a gzeira that you're going to go and ask him to do it. Not so when a non-Jew did malacha not for Yisrael but for himself. There the halacha is that you're allowed to be nana from it on Shabbos. Here we have a case where a non-Jew baked bread for himself, and the first day it says that it's also to be nana from it. The question is, why is that also? So some say that the isser here is mukta because it could be that it was in a state that it was inedible when Shabbos came in. However, others say that the reason this is aser is that when it comes to food, even something a non-Jew did for himself, a Jew is not allowed to be nana from it, because since it's food, we're afraid that even though he didn't do it for you, next week you'll be tempted to ask him to do it for you. So this is a very big chiddush that the first day holds, that malacha done by a non-Jew for himself, when it involves food, would aser the food on Shabbos. If you're talking about somebody that's close to you, your servant, the halachi is that it's usur even more, because he's going to get used to the idea, oh, you ate it, so then he'll go ahead and do it for you. Now, this halacha would seem to suggest, although it's not exactly the same thing, but it would seem to suggest that what happens if someone has non-observant relatives or a non-observant roommate, a non-observant friend, and the person went on Shabbos and made something for himself, in a way that al pidin it would not necessarily become neser. Now, generally, a Jew does something for himself, it becomes aser. But let's say he did it b'shogeg, he has no idea that it's aser, he's someone who doesn't know anything. With regard to that halacha, it would be mutter to use. We had previously learned that there is a daya that when someone who's non-observant does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, we look at it as if a non-Jew did malacha on Shabbos. According to that daya, so even though he did it for himself, and therefore we would want to be matur it, since he is someone who's close to you and would be tempted to do it again and again if you make use of it, there's a big makom la'achmer that you shouldn't make use of it. let's say he did something for himself on Shabbos and he sees that you partake of it, then it could be that you're really training him that he can do that for you all the time, and it would be a makom lahachmir. So the Mechaber brought two dais. This is where a non-Jew baked bread for himself. Yesh osim v'yesh matirin. U'b'shas hadchak ol tzorach mitzvah kagon sudas bris milah ol tzorach birkas hamotzi yesh lismoch ol matirim. Mechaber makes it obvious that he does not hold of the matirim. He really holds of the osrim. But in a case of sudas bris milah, or you need it for lechem mishnah, you're allowed to be makel. Hago aval also litn lo mos me'erev Shabbos shitn lo apas b'Shabbos does that did the Yisrael kovid, but of course you don't pay him before Shabbos and have him do it for you on Shabbos because then he's doing it for you. This whole heter was when he was doing it for himself.